Hello, everyone. This is Will.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Well, we're back. And, of course, like always, we lied about being consistent about our schedule.
No. But, listen. We're back for real this time.
Are we, though? We've said that many times.
There will be an episode on Thursday.
I'm just going to stop making promises.
I mean, that's probably a good idea.
Because I never know our actual schedule.
I think it's because deep down, we sabotage ourselves because we are also dealing Uwe Boll movies.
It's true.
And we just don't want to...
We always sabotage ourselves before watching the Uwe Boll movies. Yeah. Although I...
But there will be an episode on Thursday with Blood Rain.
Oh, God.
Unless we die.
We might.
Which might be preferable. I might crash myself into, like, a traffic barrier on the way to recording.
Yeah, because you're going to think about, like, what we have to record on Thursday and just end it.
Just end it. End it now.
Well, at least you won't have to end yourself over this movie we watched tonight.
Hey, this was a joy.
It was that. Not because it's a good movie.
No, but... this is probably one of... the worst movies I've seen in a long time. And, oh boy.
It's real bad.
Another Son of Sam.
It's a treat when we get something this fucking horrible.
Like, I think we...
I look forward to these because, like, they're so fucking, like... It is just... Like, we've mentioned this many times before on the podcast. Where you just watch a director try so hard and fail at literally everything he's doing.
Because there's two kinds of bad. There's bad boring, which we've dealt with a lot.
Yes.
And then there's bad funny. This is bad funny.
Like, I think you've said it before, too. These are the kind of movies, like, we live for.
Where
Where it's like they're trying to make this, like, thought-provoking, like, awesome film, right? Like, they're trying so hard, but they just have no grasp of what makes a movie good.
Or anything.
Yes.
Or human emotion. Or anything. And it's great. I think it was, there's a point at, like, the maybe 20-minute mark. When there's people walking around a park that me and you were both like, oh, this is a special one.
Now, I will also admit, the film is all... Oh, sorry, film. The movie is only...
Kino!
The movie is only 1 hour and 11 minutes long.
Yeah, it's a fucking short one.
And they waste all the time getting to the actual meat and potatoes.
The stuff that's advertised.
Like, they take so fucking long to get to the final confrontation that's like maybe 15 minutes.
No, it's dragged out because the last, second half of the movie is just a guy in a building and the world's best SWAT team.
Most movies have three acts, right? This one only has like two.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like...
Introduce characters, die, and like, eh.
Like this guy, the director and editor and writer of this film, who's the same guy.
And producer.
He has no grasp on filmmaking.
That's another thing. When you're watching the credits and you see, like, directed by, written, produced, edited, and, like, a bunch of random things, when you see it's all the same man, you are gonna get special stuff.
Listen.
Because this is someone who had control over everything.
He took complete creative control.
Yeah.
And this is the best he could come up with.
Like, no one was sitting there being like, hey, you can't do that. This is too dumb. Can't do this. No. No one said no.
Part of me thinks it's like self-funded because, you know. Yeah.
This is, well, the man who directed this worked as doing stunts on Trucker's Women, which is baffling because there's like no stunts in that movie. But apparently he took the $5 he made and was like, I got this.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to rent one building and then we're going to.
It's like a fucking school or something.
And then we're going to hire a bunch of this people off the street.
People who work there, probably.
The man not even had to hire him. He was just like, hey, do you want to be in a movie?
Want to be in a movie.
They're like, oh, yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah.
It's like a small town in North Carolina. They're probably like, yeah, there's never been a movie here. Let's do it. And he's like, yeah, it's going to be like a crime thriller. It's like about, you know, it's going to be intense. And then they, oh.
Nope.
Oh.
It was not intense. Spoiler alert.
For the wrong reasons.
All right. We've spent 5 minutes beating the shit out of this movie. Let's fucking get into it.
Well, it's fitting with the movie. Yep. But yes.
So. Another Son of Sam, you get introduced to a bunch of other mass murderers.
Yeah, so...
and it starts with fucking Jack the Ripper?
Well, it's going as far back as the, you know...
like the most famous serial killers.
But it's, like, counting up to, like, present day, and it's just showing, like, insert name, slaughtered 10 people, and it's always underlining the amount of people they killed.
8 people. This 12, many people. So on. This many people. And then it was like, one of them was like, what would it say? It's like, and he was never caught? Question mark?
No, no, no. They mention our guy, Son of Sam. And it's like, reading his description, and then it's like, he's currently in court, ... to stand trial?
Question mark?
To stand trial?
For the mass murder of multiple people.
Why is there a question mark?
Oh, he is standing. Like, was
that's what
trial.
He's doing. He's standing trial for killing people. That's like, why is there a question mark?
There's no question. He was undoubtedly fucking on trial for killing a bunch of people.
Like, what?
Oh my god.
And then, but I thought, like, okay. Whatever, and then there's like 2 more people after it, and then there's the title. Another Son of Sam.
Can I capitalize? Can I say something real quick here?
Are you gonna mention the trashiness of this?
This is not okay.
You don't
make a movie that capitalizes on an American tragedy or any tragedy
because it was happening.
It, like, son of, like, this is, like, literally the same year that...
It's a year of, after he that, was caught. That,
yeah, a year after he was caught. So they're clearly just capitalizing on this mass murderer.
Because, another thing, it's very obviously capitalizing. The movie was originally called Hostages, which is a way more fitting
title
for what actually happens.
But,
course, then they're like, oh, who's in the news?
This brainlet was like, hey... You know, there's this big article. They caught the Son of Sam. I got it. We're going to name our movie Another Son of Sam.
Another one. Just like dumb.
Okay, I just want to take the time to say that you should never, never capitalize on a big tragedy. People have lost their lives. People have been killed. Like, this is not like a, oh, we can make money off of this. You know, it's like...
make money off tragedy.
It's...
classy.
It's... so trashy and stingy and fucking awful. Like, it really, like, that irked me. I was just like,
yeah,
I cannot believe they're trying to get money from a tragedy.
From, an actual event that was still in the news.
Like, I'm sorry, this director, whatever the fuck your name is, you're a scumbag for doing that. You're a fucking awful human being, and fuck you.
Well, we know he's an awful human being. He worked on Trucker's Women.
It's true. But I just wanted to give a clear, just defining, fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself.
For trying to capitalize on a mass shooting. How dare you?
Yeah. And in exchange, you got, like, one of the worst, actually, like, one of the lowest rated movies of 1977.
Yeah.
So, fitting. Nah, it's dumb.
Yeah. No, it is. Sorry. I just had to say that because, like, I fucking hate that.
Yeah, no,
they've done it before in Hollywood, and I really don't fucking like when they do it. It's it's fucking horseshit. They don't do it a lot, because they don't glorify, like, mass shootings.
Well, there's at least, like, the understanding of, like, oh, it's soon. It's too soon, right?
Well,
as opposed to this guy, who's just like, oh, fuck it.
Well, like, okay, yeah, there was a Son of Sam movie, but it was way...
yeah, like 30 years later.
30 years later. Like, there wasn't, like, it's not like they were like a year later, we're like, hey, I got
An unrelated movie.
Yeah.
Because they didn't make a Son of Sam movie. They just made some nonsense movie.
Well, it wasn't to, like, shed light on the tragedy or doing anything like that. It was literally they just put Son of Sam because that was relevant and they wanted to make money.
To put asses into seats.
So fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck everyone involved with this movie. Except for the actors. They might have just, maybe the director.
Well, under the, like, well, as far as they knew, I guarantee you, all they knew was movies called Hostages.
Yeah. The director can go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Like, with an iron dildo.
Yeah.
The fucking spiked iron dildo.
It's okay. He had a very long, industrious career after this.
Of making just this movie.
Oh.
Because he's a hack.
He never made another movie again.
He's a fucking hack. Sorry. I didn't know that most of this episode was just going to be talking shit on the director and the movie.
What was his name? Hold on.
I mean, to be fair, the movie doesn't have much going for it. So.
Oh.
It'll be a quick.
No. There's so much happening.
Oh, the SWAT team's my favorite.
What's his name? Hold on. Dave Adams.
Dave
Fuck
Adams.
You.
Fuck you, Dave Adams. Fuck you for trying to fucking get monetary fucking money out of a fucking tragedy. Fuck yourself. Sorry.
Fuck yourself. Now enjoy us ripping apart your Kino.
Let's get back into it.
So after the title drop,
we get a fucking boat on a lake. It's just some dude.
No, it's a first person of a boat on a lake.
And it just gets faster and faster, and then it finally speeds up into a fucking house.
Well, don't forget, before it goes into the house, we see the driver. And oh, it's some dude sitting in the douchiest fucking...
Just looking up like toward... Like,
like a statue.
Towards the sky, just like deadpan, just like...
Yeah.
Not even caring about anything.
Gets out of his boat, meets his woman, doesn't bother tying it up.
They go up and they walk up into the ladder and then they're on the boat, the lake again.
She's like, I'm glad you finally have time to drive the boat now that you have a good driver. Ha ha ha. And I'm like, what's the joke? And then it cuts to them on the lake again.
And then...
Oh, and he's water skiing, remember?
Yes, and then after that, they're at a fucking club that has the most generic-ass looking everything I've ever seen. They serve the drinks in, like,
plastic cups.
Like, plastic cups.
See-through beer
see-through
in see-through plastic cups.
Like, no one could donate, like, a cup set to them or anything.
A tiny table with, like, fake marble and, like... The most generic chairs.
It's like chairs you see at like a high school auditorium, like where they have to put like different like new chairs in to like accommodate for more people.
It's awful, and there's of course, every hack movie needs a song.
We have an entire musical number again in this movie because this cliche will never go away.
By Johnny Charo.
It's the only song they use in the entire movie, so get used to it.
People, every person in this movie's universe, the only song people listen to
is this
song.
Is Johnny Charo.
I Never Said Goodbye by Johnny Charo.
So he starts singing, he's continuing singing, and then we get the fucking guy who's water skiing at the bar talking, but we can't really hear much.
First he talks at his table. With, like, the bar owner who, by the way, I find it funny. The bar owner is also a cop. Do you remember? It's the fucking guy.
I don't think they thought that one through. I don't think he's supposed to be the same person.
It is the same actor.
It's the same actor, but I don't think he's supposed to... I think he's playing separate people.
So the bar owner is also a cop in this, apparently. And he talks at the table with him and his girlfriend. Can't hear shit. Then they go up to the bar. They talk some more.
Well, he's doing, like, cop stuff. I don't know what he's investigating, but it's something about, like...
Oh, like money being stolen
at
State College.
Which, now thinking about it, they never even fucking...
What was the point of that?
Bye. It's just a plot hole. Like, they literally never explain that.
Nothing.
Like, they... Can you remember if that never had a resolution?
No.
Or the guy in the fucking GTO. Oh my god.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
I have a question for you though. The woman who stole the money was Tina.
Yeah.
Oh, she died in the fucking thing. Okay, I fucking forgot. Yeah, okay.
Who was the guy in the GTO?
That I
was
have running, no idea. Some random guy who decided to have a chase with the cops. They never explain. Who did...
Oh, my God.
Trust me, there's more.
Okay, so sorry.
There's more!
We'll get to it. I promise, but I'm just like... I'm dead now because I just realized that they had two giant plot points that never got
that went
fucking
nowhere. He's talking about that. The idiot making this decided to keep the song audio and the talking audio same volume.
If you can tell, that we don't like this director because he's a fucking schlubby hack.
He's a mongoloid. And scene ends. Well, scene ends when the song ends.
Yes, so the song ends, the song wraps, and then we see orderlies taking a guy in a straitjacket down a hallway.
And they're filming, like, up close to his shackles.
It's, like, and it's all cutty. Like, they chopped it up all weird.
They keep cutting to, I guess, the patient being having his head rubbed by his mom. And it's like, okay.
And then, like, they get him down on the bed and they, like, put a needle in his, like, calf. For some reason.
To calm him down.
And then we get another scene of, like, the flashback of his mom, and then he, like, I guess...
Well, the orderly starts... He goes on his little phone and calls the office, the front office, desk.
The doctor or whatever. And he's like...
tells her, like, he's not calming down, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know what's going on. And then we see hands. Hands slowly form around the orderly.
And then
the... The detective calls the doctor for some reason.
And they have a little lovey chat, I guess.
And then we get cuts of the fucking orderly being choked out by the phone cord, but there's blood everywhere for some
reason.
Well,
he's choking his mouth for some reason, and his mouth is just filled with blood.
And there's blood everywhere, and he's just choking him.
You can't hear anything,
mouth,
by the
yeah.
way. When it cuts to him being choked, it's like... It's just like zzz, nothing.
And then it cuts back to the fucking doctor talking to the policeman.
And we see a door open. Remember?
Oh, right.
For no reason. And then the cop walks out of the police station. We know it's a police station because they zoom in on the sign that says police station.
But guess what? When it goes into the police station, it looks the exact fucking same as the goddamn mental asylum.
But wait, there's more! Because the doctor is walking to the patient, and she goes to her secretary. Where is the secretary's office, Will?
In the middle of the fucking hallway.
It's a table in the hallway with a stack of binders.
It's like, literally... Like, the secretary turns around, and there's a door to a patient's room.
Yeah, it's in the hallway. They have to, like, shuffle around.
Yeah, she's in the hallway. She can barely fucking, like, even has any room to do anything.
It's embarrassing.
Like...
Get used to this interior, by the way.
What a shot setup.
Get used to this interior.
Yeah, because it's the whole fucking movie.
Yeah. And she walks in the door, even though we previously saw a door open... Apparently, our dude is in there. By the way, we forgot.
It showed him, like, picking up a fucking IV holder thing.
Yeah.
And then stabbing. Well, It didn't show him stabbing the orderly. But, like, the thing is, like, protruding out of the orderly's chest.
Also, it randomly shows close-ups of his face. His eyes.
Oh, yeah, and remember? Then, like, a light going across
his
eyes.
By the way, get used to this.
Because it's all the time.
You will see a close-up of his fucking eyes, like, at least once every 3 minutes.
So the doctor goes into the room, and hands...
Immediately.
Hands go over her, and then she screams.
And dead.
And the policeman gets there. No, sorry. It shows Sam, like, walking out of the asylum, because there's no other security there, apparently.
Oh, no, there's a POV of him walking out of the asylum, and our cop idiot almost runs him over.
They look each other in the eyes, and then Sam just walks away.
Even though his hands are covered in blood, it's fine.
This is a policeman almost running over a guy with bloody hands.
It's fine.
Probably looking crazy as hell coming out of an insane asylum.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, go on your way. You're fine.
It's fine.
You know what? Fuck it. yeah, I'm feeling generous today.
Yeah.
You may have killed my girlfriend or lover or whatever she is to me, but you know what? I'm going to let you walk.
By the way, this scene ends with, like, abrupt cut of them wheeling out the fucking girlfriend on a gurney, and she's dead.
And then she, like, gets wheeled away, and I love this because the Thai guy, the policeman, like, looks at, like, it looks all concerned, and it almost looks like he's cross-eyed.
It does.
I was laughing so hard because it looks like he's just like, duh, whoops, sorry. You know, like.
It does.
Like, sorry I let my girlfriend die.
Yeah. He has no emotion on his face, by the way. No one in the scene does, and they're just like, oh, we're so sorry, but we'll catch him.
So then it shows the guy walk. It shows, you know, point of view. Walking in a park, and he walks past an old lady, and the old lady, it cuts to, like, bloody hands, and the old lady sees it and runs away, and then calls the police.
Yeah.
That he's in the park. But then, before that, we get Tina
calling someone on the phone
about money.
Saying, like, I'll meet you there with the money, or whatever. And that's it.
So then,
end scene.
Our POV shot. There's officers walking through the park, and they're trying to find the guy because they know the suspect is in the park, right?
But they're just walking, like, right next to each other. They're just
walking randomly, and they come into this little tiny pathway
with two
bushes on either side.
Well, we see them getting out of the car walking, and then we see a POV from the bushes, like, sneaking around, and then the POV just walks up to them and yeets them.
He just, like, yeets one to the left, one to the right,
and they're dead.
I don't know how, because they got gently pushed into bushes, but, you know, whatever.
It's those lethal bushes, Will.
It's true. We saw it in one of our other movies, the cacti, the boops.
Or he pats him on the face. It's the same plant.
The booping cactus.
It's the same plant.
It's the same species of plants. It's his cousin.
Yeah.
It's the booping branches.
So when you get lightly pushed and fall on it, you die.
The fucking, like, the... The twigs just choke you out.
And then we get slow motion.
Oh, God. Our fucking police hero, like, slow motion is like...
Fucking, like, $6 million man over here.
And, like, there's, like... It's funny because his lips don't even move, but it's like, stop!
And then his...
Police!
Well, his buddy's like, don't shoot!
And you then know, cut. And you know what? I guess this policeman is feeling real generous today. Because he just fucking lets him go on his merry way again.
Well, here's what happens.
They don't even stop him.
Scene ends. I'm not joking. You don't see if he shoots or if he doesn't. Scene ends. And then we get...
Two girls.
In a park.
One is Tina.
Yeah, and she takes off her shoes, hops into the, like, fountain.
And the girl's like, what are you doing? And she's like, just going swimming.
Going for a swim.
And she starts playing with the fountain and then gets out immediately. And then they start walking through the park.
Oh, God. So, they walk through the park a bit.
They walk through the park a bit, and then they're just fucking... Aren't they just back at their apartment or something?
Eventually,
it just cuts back to their apartment.
Well, then we get the cops, like, standing there. Just like, I don't think that was the suspect you almost shot. And he's like, it has to be.
If he knew it was a suspect, why didn't he fucking shoot him?
Because his friend was like... Don't shoot. It's
fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like, the way they explain shit in this movie is the dumbest fucking shit I've ever
seen. Oh, it's insane.
It is so fucking dumb. Like, nothing makes sense in this movie. This is like Bizarro World.
Yeah.
Like, it's like where...
That's why it's special.
Anything that's the right thing to do, you just do the opposite, and that's how they operate in this.
Yeah. Then we get a fucking scene of, like, the cops having a meeting in a tiny room.
In the same
interior.
Interior with, like, fucking, like, garage floodlights lighting the room.
Yeah. There's so many lights, there's shadows on every single goddamn wall, and they're just like, okay, we don't know where he is, so we'll use the buddy system. What's the buddy system? ideally, buddy just system is when two cops everywhere, but if you judge by the rest of the fucking movie...
No one does buddy system.
Buddy system's bullshit.
Because they all just go in alone.
And
the,
die.
The rest of the movie, they literally just go in alone and get shot immediately.
Also, no one bothers mentioning what this guy looks like, even though he's been a patient of this fucking asylum for 10 years.
And the fucking policeman, the main guy, yeah. has seen him face to face.
No! Will, he almost ran over.
Face to face. Like, do I have to reiterate that to you? He fucking looked in the guy's eyes.
No! He almost ran over a civilian with bloody hands. It's fine. But it's fine, Will. Because guess who is at the dorm? It's our fucking killer. And guess what's next? His hands are clean, apparently.
So he's like walking, and we get a shot of his feet coming out of a door. And then we get Tina and her friend talking. And they're like, before the friend had mentioned that someone had stolen like $500 out of like the treasury office.
Well, Tina's like talking to her friend, and she's like, we have to talk. It's really serious.
Oh, no. We'll just talk tomorrow.
Let's get dressed. We'll talk tomorrow.
And the girl's like, okay, well, I'm going to go out with so-and-so.
She goes into the shower.
Take a shower. And then she goes into the closet to... Oh, the mouse. Sorry.
Her mouse. They hear a mouse.
Her mouse gets away.
We hear a scream.
And they find that her mouse. And then they go back into the dorm. And then she, like, goes to open the closet to put the mouse in his little... ass fucking tiny torture chamber.
She calls it a cage.
It's a little tiny fucking like
metal box.
Like shoe box.
Yeah.
And like she opens the closet to fucking torture the mouse and the fucking and a stuffed animal falls down. She's like, ah! I can't believe you got me with that. And then like,
Peter.
And then just fucking throws the mouse into the closet. And then because she fucking hates the mouse.
Takes the giant stuffed animal and throws it on the ground like, you can't come in the shower with me.
And then she gets in the shower.
Tina gets a call from the shower lady's boyfriend and is like, oh, she's not answering. She must have fell asleep.
Let me go check. And then she goes into the, she's like, Hey, and then goes in. Oh, sorry.
POV.
We forgot to mention that she was listening to the jam of all jams.
Johnny Charo.
Johnny Charo. The same fucking song.
Again.
So she goes in. She, like, knocks on the... It's a POV shot. And then she, like, knocks on the bathroom door. And then opens it. And, like, the girl pops out. And she's like, boo! And then, like, it just, like, freeze frame.
Get used to this.
And they keep talking over the freeze frame. Like,
this is common.
I can't believe you, blah, blah, blah. Oh, why we just see a freeze frame of the girl in like with soapy hair.
Yeah.
Just booing her.
This is common. For some reason, every other scene ends with a freeze frame and then the audio keeps going, but the shot is still.
I wonder if they ran out of film.
I think they had mentioned it.
I think they ran out of film. Like, he only had a limited like film reel.
Yeah.
And like...
But the audio,
boy,
baby.
He wasted it.
The audio kept going.
So, we get that. And then we get the creepy guys. Like, he's, like, in... He's supposedly in their room, right? Because it keeps showing his face every time they talk to each
other. But the cops, they're on the case.
They know he's in the dorm. Somehow.
They're chasing somebody.
Oh, that's right. In a GTO. He's in a GTO.
Because someone calls on the radio and they're like, GTO.
So they give chase and the GTO runs across the train tracks and then a policeman runs across the train tracks too. And then our policeman, our glorious hero.
He misses it
and gets caught on the train and just like, it sits there for a good like 30 seconds.
And then
he's just watching the train
calls on his radio like, I'm not in pursuit anymore. It's like, no shit!
Really? And then, like, he's like, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then he, like, reverses and goes back.
Yeah. And it keeps cutting back to the dorm. One of the girls leaves. The other one's, like, in bed. And then we keep seeing the guy's face.
And then, finally, she's laying in bed. And we see a hand crawl up her bed.
Yeah.
The side of her bed.
And then we see, like, POV.
And he gets up. And, like, she's, like, sleeping. Oh, and no, see, sorry. She goes into the shower and then takes a shower and then...
Oh, God.
We get a good view of her kneecaps for a few seconds.
Man.
While she gets dressed. And
it's I know
only
it's no,
her kneecaps.
Well, I know it's no November. But those kneecaps, ooh, though.
That's getting my 1800s heart racing. Ooh. Oh, man. She shouldn't have loose. shown so much calf.
That's against the honor code. Fuck.
Oh, my God. I lost. No Nut November got me.
But, man, after we get our sexy kneecaps, she goes to bed.
Yep. So she goes to bed, and then she's laying, and then we get a POV shot of like someone hovering over her.
Yeah.
And she wakes up and screams.
And then we get like a roadblock, and the guy they're chasing stops, and that's it.
And then we get, for some unconnected reason, a girl is at the police station and wants to talk about the stolen money.
I think she's at the with the principal.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Station. And the principal is talking to her, and she's like, I know who stole the money, with the widest, like,
yeah.
I don't know why, but they told her to, like, open her eyes as far as humanly possible.
As far as possible. But they can't talk about the stolen money until our dipshit McGee cop gets there.
Well, so then the principal tries to call the cop, and it gets the operator, and then,
yeah.
Like, can't get to him. I don't even know why all this shit.
None of
is
this
in
makes
here.
Any fucking sense.
None of it. Like, now we're on this fucking weird ass plot about the fucking money and the GTO driver had nothing to do with it.
By the way, that roadblock, that's the last you fucking hear of him.
Yeah, that is it. They don't ever mention a GTO or what the driver had to do with anything.
Yeah, why he's even in trouble. Who knows?
Just a joyride, mate. I don't know.
Fucking he was no. having fun. Whatever.
But, so the principal, I guess, finally gets a hold of the policeman. He starts heading down to the fucking...
Well, no, she starts leaving, remember? And she hears a noise.
Oh, like a paper shredding.
And then she's scared.
And then she, like, runs into a fire extinguisher.
And, of course, gets more scared.
And then she walks in, and then the policeman's there.
And he's calming her down. And then she's like, I know who stole the money. And they get in his car. They ride to the dorms. And he's like asking her, like, how do you know she stole the money?
She's like, I don't know, but there was something about her that said she needed money.
I don't know, but she said she needed money.
Well, no shit. She stole the money for a goddamn reason.
Are you saying that if you steal money, you might need money?
No. What was the reason, Alex? Oh, that's right. I have no fucking idea.
Because bitch dead.
I have no fucking idea. Because we're never going to know because she's dead. So why is this subplot even still fucking going?
Who knows? But it keeps going.
Why do they continue this?
Keeps going. Because they go up there and they find her dead.
Oh my God. So then the guy knows he's in the fucking dorms. So he goes out.
He talks to...
The fucking...
He talks chief. To the roommate.
The blonde. Because all the dates are getting back, and it's like just fucking like three couples.
It's just like three couples standing outside rubbing their arms.
And like they tell them all about it, and then the guy calls the chief of police, and is like, we need to evacuate the dorms because this guy is here.
Well, they don't even say that.
He doesn't even say
that. Are you kidding me? You know what happens?
Okay, sorry. I'm over-explaining it. Nothing happens.
No, you're making it make more sense. The fucking idiot killer hits, like, the emergency exit alarm, and then we see, like, a bunch of people in pajamas run out the door in the end.
I love the emergency alarm just sound like a police siren, and then we get, a little blue light.
It's like a slightly pitched-up police siren.
Yes.
That's the difference.
So they all evacuate, and then the fucking guy and the whole police force is there now because they know he's in the fucking building.
Well, they're
standing guard outside of the dorms.
And one of them is like, I think we should call up that new SWAT team we have.
Oh my God, I fucking love, the SWAT team. They're like, we're going to wait until the it's morning now. It was like, nighttime. And he's like, so we're going to wait until like this.
Till daytime.
Until daytime. And then immediately it's daytime.
This is my favorite police force in any movie because the SWAT guy shows up.
Oh my God.
What is it? What is SWAT leader? Oh, it's a guy in a black jumper and sunglasses.
This is our SWAT leader. And he's talking, I got my elite team here and we're going to like go in and don't worry, we're not gonna. No one's gonna shoot until I say.
But
so.
Just wait, because some idiot sees something in a window.
It's like, ah, and then we see nothing, and they all get spooked.
One idiot runs upstairs by himself.
And it's a slow-mo shot, just like, no, don't go in there.
But it's fine, because they all run up
in there. And then the policeman is like, I hear something on this floor. And then the second guy comes in, and he's like, oh, like, what was it? And then a third guy comes in, and he's like, it's the police chief. And he's like, oh, like, why'd you run in here? And then a fourth guy comes in, like a fucking, like...
Fucking clown car.
Like a goddamn Monty Python skit.
Well, here's the funniest part. The whole time, they're like, don't go in. And then they're like, okay, you, search every room one by one. Which leads to a shocking conclusion.
Hey, Alex, what are they not doing right now?
Buddy system. But you know what the best...
The police chief told him to go alone and search every room.
Dumb. Now, they're back outside talking about the killer, and the guy's like explaining all this backstory, like, yeah, his mom was bad and this stuff and schizophrenia and 10 years in the asylum. And then the cop's like, you said something about his mother?
Like, it's like a guy who wasn't listening to anything the guy was saying. He's like, what'd you say about his mom?
Yeah.
Well, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Apparently the mom like sexually abused the guy, and that's why he's...
We've never seen this before.
Yeah.
But.
Never.
We get the world's greatest moving truck. Oh, sorry. Monster truck.
And no, it's a moving truck. It's the fucking SWAT truck.
We get.
The fucking SWAT truck is a rental van painted white.
With two guns, a guitar case, and a belt.
And a big ass spool of rope.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the city's fucking SWAT team.
Don't worry, squad leader is ready to fucking arm up.
How is he ready? He has a hunting vest. He has
a hunting vest that he zips up. It doesn't even say SWAT on it.
No. And he has one buddy.
I love his entire team is just in black jumpers. And, yeah. And of course, the most protective gear on the planet, a black trucker cap.
But don't worry. You know he's the leader because he's the only one that gets the vest.
Yes, but
everyone else can get fucked.
But they all get the signature black trucker caps.
Black trucker caps.
To signify that they're with the SWAT.
Yeah.
The elite force.
They're not regular cops. They got black trucker hats.
They're wearing all black and they got fucking wayfarers. So they're fucking SWAT and they're badass.
This is so embarrassing.
I love how the director thought that, like, literally a SWAT team is just a bunch of people wearing black.
No, he thought that was enough. That's all he needed.
Like, just a bunch of people wearing... Well, not even a bunch of people. There's, like, four SWAT people.
There's four.
In total. And I swear to God, they reused actors.
They did reuse actors.
So, it's just an entire four-man squad of fucking people wearing black jumpers... Black wayfarers and black fucking trucker caps.
Oh my god.
And that's a SWAT team.
That's good enough. It's fine.
Oh, so
and then
they,
after this, so we the get cop the one guy
that was investigating the rooms. He hears a noise and he goes into against the wall mode.
Yeah.
And like he starts like sneaking and he opens the door and then just gets fucking yeeted onto the fucking bed.
We get a POV yeet.
we just get an arm on camera just yeeting him onto the bed.
Yeah.
In between the beds.
Enter room.
And then there's blood immediately on his face and he's dead. Choked out.
End.
Yep.
Other cop finds him. And then...
Yeah, because they go back into the building for some reason, even though SWAT is going to take... I don't know.
They find him. Eventually, we get a fucking SWAT guy making a goddamn racket.
I love
remember?
Because just like walking up and like everything on his body is rattling. I don't even know how. He's just wearing a jumper and carrying an assault rifle.
Dubbed noise. Will.
He's making like the goddamn like sounds of the century. It's just like clamoring up these fucking steps because he's an elite squad member.
He's an elite SWAT guy with a black jumper and a hat. That's it. That's all he has.
And then he, like, hears a sound, so he looks up.
And gets shot.
We get a gun pointed directly
into the front.
Into the wall. Even though the SWAT guy is diagonal.
Diagonal.
So we get just a gun shooting, and the SWAT guy, like, fires off, like, two rounds and then gets murked.
Yeah.
And then I love it, because when he's dying, he's like
holding
dying
on his hat.
He's, like, dying in the corner, and he's, like, slowly pulling his hat over his fucking face. So... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then, like... So we get more SWAT team.
Yeah.
So, no, they find the body, and then the squad leader decides that they're gonna rappel down the wall.
Yeah.
And get this guy, right?
But don't forget, in between this, we get a POV shot of someone entering a room, and the two girls.
Yeah, this is the most confusing scene, and I still don't get what
they're in a random here. Room, and one of them has a fucking paddle.
A spanking paddle.
That's a paddling.
It's two girls. The one, the whistleblower girl that was like...
And the roommate.
And they fucking have a spanking paddle, and we're in a room and didn't evacuate the dorms for some reason.
You know why? Kinky shit.
They lost No Nut November.
Oh, This was their biggest nut.
They didn't stand a chance.
They were nutting all day.
They were experimenting their lesbian...
She just wanted to get rid. I get it now. You know why she wanted to whistleblow on the other girl?
To get to the roommate.
She could finally get her. And then the roommate could take out her spanking paddle.
Giving her a good spanking.
And so, then our guy walks in on this and is like, what the fuck? I want in.
Yep, and then he walks in, and the girl's like, yeah, you bastard, you killed her, and then, like, tries to, like, attack her, and she gets yeeted onto the bed. and then he slowly starts walking towards the other girl.
And that's it.
And she's just screaming, and then it cuts away. And then we get the SWAT guy.
With his fucking rope.
He, like, hangs up his, like, the belt, the rappel belt, and, like, it's the biggest fucking carabiner I've ever seen in my entire life. It's like... the jumbo size carabiner.
He needed that.
And he fucking like loops it onto the ladder, and the squad leader comes up. He's like,
You're gonna rappel down.
He's like, they're on the fourth floor. Now, normally what you would do is swing in and break the glass and go in and apprehend the suspect. But this time we have hostages. So you're gonna rappel down
and you're gonna tap on the window.
You're gonna do the most SWAT tactic ever. You're gonna tap on the window with your assault rifle, and the first person that comes to The first person that comes to the window, you're just gonna fucking fire away. Who cares if it's the hostage?
The guy out downstairs is gonna fire at him. By the way, I want to mention, at some point, because the killer took the SWAT guy's assault rifle, at some point, he murders like six people.
And then
they're gone.
They never mention that ever again.
Like, he murders a cop and like five civilians, and this is never mentioned again. It's fine.
So SWAT guy goes up, gets his belt on, ties the rope, and then like,
oh my God,
I love this because it's actually hilarious because it looks like a guy who does not want to fucking rappel down a wall.
Well, because here's what they're doing. He's not, like, holding onto the wall with his legs. He's just dangling there like a fucking marionette.
And you can tell because he's pivoting himself over the wall.
Yeah.
And he's, like, holding on for dear life while he's, like, lowering himself and, like, just trusting the guys above him.
To not drop him.
And then he's, like, he starts rappelling down the wall. And, we also get some cuts of a fucking helicopter...
That they got.
And they somehow flew.
Unrelated.
They just caught a helicopter flying by.
Yeah, it's like a news helicopter. Yeah. Who cares?
So he goes down to the fourth floor, and we get the girl, and he's about to get to the girl, and they hear a tap on the window.
Because the SWAT guy, with his magic tactics, taps it with his foot.
So she goes to the... The hostage
looks out the window.
This is the hostage. The hostage looks out the window and he blasts her in the SWAT guy blasts her in the fucking face.
The guy sitting downstairs just blasts her. And they're like, we got him. We got him.
A SWAT person killed a hostage.
Yeah.
And they don't ever bring this up again.
They never bring that up. And then all the cops are gathered upstairs, and there's one guy who's, like, really eager to go in, and he's like, the one guy's like, yeah, you can go in.
Well, because the detective...
And he's like, he's my son-in-law!
Yeah.
Remember?
He runs in, and he goes in, and they're like, wait, no! And then he gets blasted.
Just fucking... Again, buddy system. He runs in alone, and in slow motion gets blasted. And the guy's like, what am I supposed to do now? Tell my daughter her husband's dead?
Yeah, because of your incompetence.
Why'd you send him in? All alone.
And then, yeah, you can go in. No, wait.
And our cop's on the walkie-talkie, and they're like, we shot him. And he's like, well, he's not dead, because he just shot a cop. And then the guy's like, I got an idea. Like, let's call
the doctor at the asylum.
At the asylum. And they call the doctor.
Well, and they're all, like, it's kind of funny, because they're all just sitting in the hallway, like, right outside this guy's fucking door. Like, literally, the fucking murderer can come out and just murk them all right there.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting there.
They're just chilling.
Like, just out loud saying all their plans.
One of them goes to the fucking payphone, calls the doctor, and then the doctor just says something. And then next thing we know, he's just like... Are you sure she's going to come? He's like, she has to.
And then we see someone escort, a POV shot of someone escorting someone up
there. And I was like, it's the mom.
Yep.
And then guess who it is?
It's the mom. Mm. She's like,
Harvey.
Harvey. Harvey, come out. They're not going to... They say if you come quietly, they won't hurt you.
And then we get a POV shot of Harvey coming out. And then he kneels down in front of his mom's crotch.
And then...
She's like, screaming.
She's like, don't worry. They're not going to hurt you ever again. And then she screams, and all of a sudden he has blood on his head and then just gets blasted like she wasn't even there. Like, she's standing literally right in fucking front of him. How did they shoot him without hurting her?
The bullets pass through her body. Well, Will, to be fair... We've already seen how these cops treat innocent civilians.
By shooting them.
They might have just shot through her.
That's true. They might have just murked both of them.
It's in keeping with the movie. They could have just blasted her away.
He just gets fucking blasted.
And he's dead.
He's dead, and then they're at the hospital, which is the same building as the dormitory.
As every other building in the movie.
And the fucking policeman walks out of, like, a door. And he goes over to the roommate and just, like...
Puts a ring on her finger!
And just slides a ring on her finger.
This is not the right time to ask some stranger to marry you, homie.
He puts the ring on her finger and then just nopes the fuck out.
And she's like, goes up to the door. Another cop walks out and she's like, is she okay? He's like, what did he say?
Said...
She lost consciousness. At the, like, room.
Yeah.
And then she sits down. She's like, this must be her ring. And he's like, he doesn't say anything. And then she starts monologuing.
About how horrible it is.
That this I don't kind understand. Of things happen. All those people at the hospital. Those people at the park.
This is the director's shameless attempt at gaining a conscience. At those the people, end of the fucking movie.
Why?
Why does this have to happen?
I'll never understand.
Why do people have to
she's like,
murder other people?
I don't understand.
I'll never understand.
And you know something? I'll never understand.
She's like, I just don't understand. And you know what? I don't think I ever will. And
roll credits.
That was some shit.
That was some fuck.
Like, I can't believe at the end he made some fucking, like,
harebrained fucking attempt.
Like, I'm socially conscious. Don't worry. Just because I tried to make money off of fucking tragedy, like, I'm gonna be socially conscious.
And yeah.
And, you know, like, Why does this thing happen? Why does it have to happen? Why? I ask you why.
Why? Why Black Dynamite? Why?
After just shamelessly insulting everyone that was involved in that massacre. Insulting
the audience.
Insulting, an assault on the eyes.
Yeah.
Because it is just confusion after confusion after confusion.
It's madness.
This is a guy who had no idea how to fucking direct a movie.
Oh, God.
Like, no fucking idea.
There's so many loose ends, dude.
Like, what the fuck does the script
direct,
look like?
Direct, write, produce, and edit.
What did the script look like? He crayons. He had every single credit on this movie, and he made this.
Complete creative freedom, Will.
And he made this. Mm-hmm. This was his magnum opus.
Mm-hmm.
A shameless, fucking dirty-ass, confusing, plot-hole-laden piece of shit was his fucking, like, dream. Like, this is
was
like...
it. I don't...
Fuck this guy.
See, here's the thing. I don't know how to rate this.
I don't either, because...
It's entertaining.
But
it's so bad.
I feel bad calling this entertaining, but like I...
It is.
It's so fun to make fun of. It is so easy.
Yeah.
And so, like, you can just pick apart this movie till the fucking end of the earth.
Yeah.
Like,
forever.
There's so many things wrong with this movie that it made it entertaining just to voice... what was wrong with the movie.
There's also, we forgot to mention, during one of the many shots of cops standing around hallways, you see a camera shadow.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Bullshit, like...
I
don't know.
I don't know. I know how I'm gonna rate this.
Okay.
That's just because
of it's you.
My anger towards trying to capitalize on...
Fair.
On a mass shooting.
Like, fair.
That is some shit.
Some fuckery.
That is some fuckery.
Yeah.
That is something a fucking total scumbag does.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I'm going to rate it, and you know what rating I'm going to give it. Now, I'm curious to hear yours, but I'm going to rate it first. One. Sorry. I know. It's kind of weird, but it makes me really angry that he changed the name. If it was called Hostages, I'd probably rate it a little higher.
Yeah.
But him trying to make money on other people's suffering is not it.
It's not it.
That's not fucking it.
Hmm. Fair.
So that's why I'm giving it a 1, because fuck this director.
Fair.
But, that being said, it is entertaining, but I'm curious to hear your rating.
3.
Okay. That's probably what I would have given it if I didn't have such a strong opinion on this fucking asshole.
It's, I don't know, it's hard not to rate it lower because of the shamelessness of the marketing. But on its own merits, title, no title, I'd say 3. It's worth a watch. I'm not going to, because we've had like, quote-unquote bad movies that I've rated like 7 or 8,
so maybe,
and they're much more, I guess there's just more to them,
I guess that's fair, like on a personal level, a 1.
Yeah,
as a movie, a 3. That's how I'm gonna rate
just it. But that 3 is due to ineptitude. If I was rating this like for real,
oh, it dude,
like no podcast, you sit me down and you're like, I want your, like, critical opinion, I'd give it a 1.
I would try and give it a 0.
There's no way to give this anything more than that. It's fucking...
It's trash.
It fails at everything it does.
Now, we watched it on YouTube. It's not the best rip. You can rent it. I don't know why. Do not pay any money for
it. You can watch it on YouTube.
Like, don't give anyone money for this.
You really shouldn't.
Because
it's shameful.
Then they win.
Yeah.
Watch it for free.
The bad guys win.
The bad guys win if you pay for this shit.
Yeah.
Because somewhere there's this fucking director's estate or something that, like, will get some monetary value, even if it's, like, 2 cents.
Because don't give him that.
Don't even give him, don't give this fucking asshole anything.
Not even, no amount of money. They don't deserve it.
He's a scumbag.
So watch it on YouTube.
Go watch it on YouTube. Just type in Another Son of Sam, and it'll pop up 1 hour and 11 minutes.
But just know... know what you're getting into.
Get the beer ready because you're gonna need it.
Oh God!
I just and try not to be. I don't know. Just try and turn your brain off and just be entertained by how fucking incompetent and inept this fucking movie is.
How much they fail at everything.
Yes.
Everything they do.
Like, it is the anti movie. I don't, like, seriously, like, they literally, every single shot and every single second in this movie is wrong.
So, yeah, it's kind of impressive.
It is impressive. How do you make a movie this shitty?
You have to try.
I mean, even, like, this is, like, it's not, like, Curse of the Headless Horseman, like.
Well, that's just boring.
Levels of schlock.
Yeah.
But at least that had, like. Something. It was boring as fuck, but it didn't have a lot of, like, I don't know, like, I don't even know what I'm trying to explain, because I fucking hate that movie. But this movie just says nothing. Like, it's entertaining because of how bad it is. It takes skill to make a movie this bad.
Yeah. There's, because that was just boring, and, like, I mean, this is way more entertaining than fucking Meat Cleaver Massacre.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
But I guess I'll give him that. They don't waste your time as much.
Nope.
Thank you.
So, what's the director's name?
I already forgot. Hold on.
I did too.
Hold on.
Because I want to give a message to him.
Hold on. Dave Adams.
Dave Adams? Go fuck yourself. Like,
we do not like you.
I know I've said this before, and I'll say it again. You are a fucking awful person. You're a fucking fucking hack director. I'm glad you only have one credit. I hope, like, that you were happy with it, because I don't know why you fucking would.
I'm showing Will something.
like, Bob Marley?
What? I don't know, but look at the first one. The man who did the cinematography for this did the body shop. And honestly, I get it. It all makes sense now.
Listen, everyone involved in this fucking project, except for the actors, because they were probably tricked, can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the actors. I mean, they're shit, but hey.
They're shit, but they're probably just local people just wanting to make a fast buck. Or we're just promised something, and the fucking director, because he's a piece of absolute garbage, didn't give it to him. So fuck yourself.
Like, fuck him.
Fuck him. All right. Cool.
We're cool. Done.
There's Another Son of Sam.
Another one.
I wish it was called Hostages. I wouldn't be this mad.
It's okay. We'll be back.
We will.
We'll be back with a true 1 out of 10. 0 out of 10.
Oh my god, yeah. Fucking
Blood Rain. Because next time is Blood Rain.
Yeah, get ready. I don't know where to find Blood Rain. I think you have to download it. I mean, go through legal means of
acquiring
this media.
We don't encourage illegal anything.
We have
especially not against Uwe Boll.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Steal all of his work.
I mean, is it stealing?
No. I mean, do you really want to steal it?
Well, here's the thing. All of these movies were just like, hey, you can watch it here. You can watch it on, you can rent it on Amazon. But with Uwe Boll, our recommendation is just don't.
Just don't.
You don't fucking need to.
Save yourself the trouble. Just listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
And that's all you'll need to know. We'll explain the movie for you.
Trust me. Anything worth watching, possibly, will be explained.
I think it, honestly, even if you hate our podcast, it's probably better to listen to us rant about how bad the fucking movie is than watch the actual fucking movie.
Than actually have to suffer.
Even if you can't stand the sounds of our voices.
Yeah.
That would be infinitely more entertaining than watching Blood Rain.
Than having to suffer.
We watch these movies so you don't have to.
Exactly.
Even if you fucking hate us.
Exactly. You don't have to do it. For this, it's on YouTube. But anything else, don't bother with Uwe Boll.
Yep.
Do not do it.
Just don't do it.
You don't have to do it.
But anyway, we will be doing Thursday. I will be drinking heavy alcohol, so I'll probably be more drunk than I am tonight.
I'm sure we'll have a themed drink.
And we will. It's going to be blood themed.
Whoa.
I know.
Oh.
I know. Listen.
There's nothing.
Like, genius only happens every once in a while, okay?
Yeah. Every other episode after number 100.
Lightning doesn't just strike once.
Yeah.
It strikes every single time we watch a new baseball film.
That's how the genius comes out.
Oh, no, that's how my ranting comes out. That's probably why, maybe that's why I ranted so much on this episode, because, you know, Utah just got full-strength beer in grocery stores, and I haven't eaten a lot
today. Oh, yeah, we joined,
We joined the ranks, finally.
Fucking hell.
It only took us, like, a million in eternity.
Since Prohibition.
Fucking 1920s shit.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
You know, it's fine, though. We're finally at full strength.
Yeah, we're finally there.
But no wine in grocery stores and no fucking liquor in grocery stores. So, yeah, like, that'll probably be in another 1,000 years.
Yeah. We'll be there. And then we'll be extra ranty, I suppose.
Yeah, but that's probably why I was extra ranty, because that pissed me off. And I was the beers got to me.
I mean, the shamelessness, it deserves it.
It does.
Fuck them. Dave Adams, fuck you.
Dave Adams, you're a fucking terrible human being.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
You made this movie.
Go fuck yourself.
Like, hey,
you not only made this movie, but you decided to try and make some money off of people's tragedy. So go fuck yourself.
You worked on Trucker's Women.
So,
like,
that's like a triple go fuck yourself.
Honestly.
Go find the biggest fucking spiked dildo you can find. Put it up against the wall and shove it up your fucking ass.
I think we should leave it there. Yeah, it's not gonna get better. That's the peak. Alright, people.
All right. For they mostly come out at night. This has been Will.
This has been Alex.
We'll talk to you all later.
Oh, bye.
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 Anal leakage.